From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The White House is urging Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych to withdraw security forces from the center of Kiev, saying it's outraged at the violence there. Doctors in the Ukrainian capital say at least 70 anti-government protesters have been killed in violent clashes with police. The White House is urging the Ukrainian military not to get further involved in the conflict, saying the unrest should be resolved politically. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Lorna Shaddock reports.
In a strongly worded statement, the White House says it is outraged at the images of Ukrainian security forces firing automatic weapons on their own people. It also calls on President Yanukovych to withdraw all troops from downtown Kiev and stresses that the US will work with European allies to hold accountable all those responsible for the recent violence. The statement comes after the US State Department announced on Wednesday that it's blocked 20 senior members of the Ukrainian government from travelling to the US, saying they were complicit in the violence which led to the deaths of protesters. President Obama also said there would be consequences if Ukraine failed to restore calm in a battle which increasingly appears to be pitting Russia against the US and its Western European allies.
And correspondent Gulliver Cragg is in Kiev.
I've seen police officers shooting Kalashnikovs at demonstrators, and I've seen several people who had gunshot wounds. Many of them were brought into the hotel. It's been turned into a sort of improvised field hospital where wounded demonstrators are being treated.
The European Union is imposing sanctions on Ukraine with immediate effect. Asset freezes and travel bans are among the measures being taken, with Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague calling them a response to widespread horror over events in Kiev. In Egypt, 20 people, including four foreign journalists, have gone on trial, accused of spreading false information and aiding or joining a terrorist organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. A guilty sentence could mean many years in jail or, for some, the death penalty. The reporters, three of whom work for Al Jazeera, have denied the charges and say they're facing harsh and inhumane conditions in jail. Correspondent Bel True was in the court.
It had two recesses in which the three jailed Al Jazeera correspondents basically shouted out that they hadn't been given proper access to their lawyers before the hearing, or they didn't even know the proper date of the court hearing, which they'd managed to get from their families, but hadn't been properly informed by the authorities. So basically their message was that this case in this courtroom was pretty disorganised.
India's Supreme Court has blocked the release of three people jailed for more than 20 years in connection with the assassination of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. The three had their death sentences commuted just earlier this week. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. An investigation by a top human rights organization is slamming the US military over a drone strike in Yemen last December. Human Rights Watch says the strike killed at least 12 people and failed to comply with rules laid out by President Barack Obama. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Nina Maria Potts reports.
Human Rights Watch says the drone strike in Yemen in December, which was carried out by the US military's Joint Special Operations Command, targeted a convoy of vehicles that were part of a wedding procession. The human rights group says the evidence shows that some, if not all, those who were killed were civilians. The issue of US drone strikes and civilian casualties has stirred intense debate in Washington over the past year. In Yemen, the strike in December provoked outrage, where many believe the attacks fuel sympathy for militants. The Human Rights Watch report also contradicts the US government line that only militants were killed in that attack, and the White House generally has refused to release any figures on the numbers of civilian deaths in US drone strikes.
A former top aide to Rupert Murdoch has been acquitted of one of the criminal charges she faced in a phone hacking trial at London's Old Bailey. Rebecca Brooks has been cleared of a claim that she committed misconduct in public office. From FSN's London Bureau, Elena Cassas reports.
She'd been accused of authorising a Sun reporter to pay a serving soldier £4,000 for a picture of Prince William in a bikini at a fancy dress party. The judge said there was no case to answer. The former editor still faces two charges of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice, one of conspiracy to make illegal payments, and one of conspiracy to hack voicemail messages, all of which she denies. On Wednesday, the trial made headlines after prosecutors said she'd been advised by former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who apparently told her to toughen up.
Keep following us on Twitter for more on the Ukraine crisis. We're there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.